Hello. Today we are listening to some music.
Bar, you're locking the door. falling into the stars.
Hello everyone, sorry for earlier. My headphones were not working and I could not hear myself talking, which was scary. Good morning. I hope that everyone's having a good morning and studying / working / taking a run. The studio is like very updated. Someone came in and fixed a bunch of stuff. Apparently not the headphones, though. Unfortunately. But we have a whole new, like, soundboard thing going on. Very shocking for me. But anyways, this is Mooms, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I'm picking up just a sub hour, so whoever you guys usually listen to at 10 a.m. had something else going on, so I get to be here. Thank you. Just trying to play something light and smooth and nice for this morning, for whatever it is that you guys are doing during this terrible, terrible week of finals. I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely drowning with midterms and not midterms. Sorry, guys. With exams. I'm not doing great, but I'm hoping that this music will cheer me up, so I'm hoping it will also cheer you. If anyone has any requests, since I'm sort of going off the cuff, I have a friend here who's helping me out. We're kind of just playing stuff that makes us feel nice and cheers us up when we're not feeling great. So if you guys have any requests, please head on over to the DJ chat on UFO.com or org, possibly. And send something in for me. So yeah, let me know and I'll try to play it. Okay, whatever cheers you up, I guess. All right, so tonight, sorry guys, I'm used to having that 1 a.m. slot. Today, we're going to start off with some Claro, and then we're going to go into my absolute favorite song by Lauren Juzang. Lauren Juzang is the love of my life. I wish I could marry her. I posted on my Instagram story about her and she saw it, and I cried. So, essentially, she's great. But I'm playing my favorite song by her that always makes me feel a little bit better. And then some Gracie Abrams, because my sweet friend here loves the new song that just came out called Risk. So we gotta play that. It's been playing on repeat in our apartment. And then some Dayglow, some Maggie Rogers. And then everything else kind of just going off the cuff. So send anything in that you want to hear. Let me know if you hate what I'm playing. And yeah, that's a bit. I probably won't talk too much today. You'll hear me in about 25 minutes with a PSA. That should be about it. But yeah, let me know. All right, here we go.
Your guard up. We could be something special if you want it. I'm afraid that if we tried to, you would just give up.
Your teeth, lick your lips like you did. at me now. Said I wouldn't do it, but I honeyed you down. Know you were the girl, but it didn't work out. Know you bought a house, but you had to move out. And I'm not proud, cause I'm just scared of you shooting it down. You can just talk and I'll stare at your mouth. It could be bad, but I wanna find out. And I wake up in the middle of the night with the light on, and I feel like I could die. Cause you're not here, and it don't feel right. Cause you're not here. God, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met him. Watch this be the wrong thing. Classic. God, I'm jumping in the deep end. It's more fun to swim and hurt. The risk is drowning, but I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it. Isn't it fun thinking I'm right when I'm probably wrong? Holding my breath like I miss someone, knowing damn well that I haven't been touched by you. In my head, you're in the car and you're coming to me, and you get to my door and you can't even speak. But I think that it's sweet, yeah, I think that you're sweet. And I wake up in the middle of the night with the light on, and you're not here. God, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met. Watch this be the wrong thing. Classic. God, I'm jumping in the deep end. It's more fun to swim and hurt. The risk is drowning, but I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna bend till I break it. You'll be my favorite mistake. I wish you could hold me, you're shaking. You're the risk, I'm gonna take it. Why aren't you here in my bedroom? Hopelessly boring without you. Too soon to tell you I love you. Too soon to tell you I love you. Actually invested, think I really want this. I'm not even kidding. No, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met yet. Wish that I was kidding. I'm not and I hate it. God, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met yet. Watch this be the wrong thing. Classic. God, I'm jumping in the deep end. It's more fun to swim. He's drowning, but I'm gonna take it.
Feel like a fool when your happy snappy fingers belong to your favorite song. You look so cool when you do that. Feel so good that you can't do no wrong. We hate the law. We hate those rules they made for us. Bent them all. Cause breaking rules is still so cool. Spent last fall picking apples off of the tree and into the bar. Reminded me of picking apples. You fell out of the tree and in the arms. We hate the law. We hate those rules they made for us. Bent them all. Cause breaking rules is still so cool.
Thank you. I wish I thought a bit less and spoke up instead. In my head, the rain inside my skeleton.
Hello everyone, time for a trusty PSA, as always. I'm gonna actually pull it out of the binder. Technical difficulties. Whenever I come on here with one of my friends, her name is Mia, she's my freshman year roommate, I always squeak the chair accidentally, but somehow every single time we come on, the chair squeaking is louder than my voice. So that was a little reminiscent of that. Listeners are confused about how a chair squeaking can be reminiscent, but we'll see. Alright, so PSA for today. I don't know how well y'all can hear me. Let's see. Alright, we're fine. Okay. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, I have to say, that's a little bit of a creepy PSA. I don't like to be reminded that someone's staring at me or could be staring at me actively through my computer camera. And let me tell you, I am just about the worst person with technology, so it's very possible that I have viruses and or a man staring at me from the FBI, and I just would never know. But I also believe that with technology specifically, I sort of operate under the assumption that ignorance is bliss, and if I don't know about it, who really cares? People have done worse. That PSA was chosen by my co-chair over here. She's feeling a bit quiet this morning. It's early. So for all of you out there who feel very quiet in the mornings, don't worry. She's behind the scenes picking out songs and helping me out with everything. So if you're sitting somewhere, give her a round of applause. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. People in Dish just start clapping. No, silently give her a round of applause. Thank you, Nora. Wow, she's giving a silent round of applause to herself right now. Narcissist. Oh yeah, you just heard a little bit of a giggle from her. I'm gonna turn her mic up so every minuscule sound she makes we can hear. Do you wanna giggle again?
No.
Okay. No. But anyways. Yeah, she is carefully, yeah, every sound, they heard that snip. Every single listener heard that snip. She's wheeling away. The chairs in here have wheels on them. I'm assuming for people to be able to get around. And she's currently wheeling down the hall. Bye. anyways. I have a bit of a cold. A tad bit. I'm getting over it. Cold, I actually had an oral exam a couple days ago. The heat of the cold, just like the top of it, that was really rough. But, you know, cold during final season. What else can you do? Oh my god. Okay. Sorry. My bad. Oh my goodness. She just rolled to directly behind me and I didn't realize until just now. Turned around. Her face is right there. Alright. You guys don't need to know the inner workings of the studio. You just want to listen to music. I understand. Don't worry. Seriously, send in your requests if you have any. We are putting together some stuff. I don't know if she's listening, hearing me click. We've actually lost listeners in the time it's taking me to chat about this. I understand why. I'm sorry, guys. But, yeah, nobody sent anything in. So if you feel inclined, let me know. Send me some fun. Why not? What's the worst that could happen? I could hate it and then not play it. And then you'll know. But it's all anonymous, so who cares? And I don't think that will happen. I usually like y'all's suggestions. Okay. So, next up, we have some Maggie Rogers, some Drug Dealer, some Leith Ross, some Jessica Lee Mayfield. The Leith Ross song, me and one of my really close friends here at Tufts have been really listening to Leith Ross recently. Leith Ross is great. Listen to Leith Ross. Specifically, I have to think about it. It's a hard song. And I introduced her to it. And she's deep in a situationship and now has not listened to anything else. And it's great. And we just listen to it together and cry. But other songs by Leith Ross are amazing. And this one I also think is really good. So listen to Leith Ross is, I guess, what I'm saying. I'll probably play some Mitski or some Quinny at some point because I love throwing them in to everything that I do. So you'll hear that. But I guess this is sort of the last time I talk until I say goodbye. So enjoy the music and good luck.
Been quickly walk through the room. But now that things have ended, finding things to get me through.
All the time, but if you morning, but you feel less important. Is that too much of forcing? Cause I don't wanna be much. I love the way that we touch. Do you like all of my friends? Yeah, I want your attention. Before you never mention that you got time to stay. Is that too much for your brain?
I wish I saw. nobody else. I'd never trade the beauty that I've seen.
Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle. She says, I might be a genius. Well, she could be a model. Didn't think I'd get in, so I didn't apply. Now I'm a drunk hanger-on, hitting on a younger guy. I buy booze for the Ivy League with my television salary. They think they look up to me, huh? Well, I was left like coals and leaves, and I sparked up in winter's breeze. And now I know it's me who's missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out.
Just a good, I don't know, a good one to end it on. We have one more for you, a good old classic, suggested sort of as a joke, and then I was like, oh my god, I love that song, so we're playing it. I keep saying God. I am sorry to all of those listeners out there that are feeling a bit called out by that. My bad, guys. My mother probably is one of them, if she's listening. Hi, Mom. no, but yeah, we have a good song, a good last song, I think. A couple people like it, some people don't, but I think overall it's a good classic to really finish out the day. Only got a couple minutes, so somebody might come in and cut me off if that happens. Listen to it on your own. Great song. And sorry, really quickly, keep tuning in, listen to the next person. I'm sure you guys probably are. Usually at 1 a.m. I'm like, stay, but it's 1 a.m. But now it's 10 a.m., so I'm sure you people are, you know, doing something. Don't lunch break yet. Listen to our next show lined up. I don't know who it is, but I'm sure they're going to kill it. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. You'll hear me again tonight if you guys tune in. Mooms and Loose on tonight at 1 a.m., as I've talked about just about a billion times, but I had to throw that plug in there. All right, this is Mila, or Mooms, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And that's it. I usually say goodnight, Moon, but I guess good morning, Moon, instead.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible